Chapter 7. Strixtrumagen Yearning. A cry was heard.
He's sighted! Joss is sighted!
Then Cuthbert, commander of the second watch, flew into Hall's Hollow.
Begging your pardon, Your Grace, but we done caught a glimpse of him in the dawn. It's Joss, all right. He's back!
Hall was instantly alert.
So sorry to interrupt your sleep, what with tween time hardly passed.
Don't go apologising, Commander. This couldn't have happened soon enough. Within seconds, Hall was at the top of the great tree, peering into the rose-coloured dawn.
Bless my gizzard, and thank Glocks his back.
Before anyone could blink, Hall launched himself onto a rising thermal and flew out to greet the faithful messenger, the whiskered screech, Joss.
Let him catch his breath, lad. Let him catch his breath.
Crank called from below.
No need, sir,
Joss replied.
There is much to tell, and no time to be wasted.
Sorry, Hall apologised. Here, come to the hollow and rest first.
May I begin, sir?
Joss asked as he settled onto a perch in Hall's hollow.
Please,
what is the news?
You did a right good deal of damage to Lord Arryn. No doubt about it, Your Majesty.
Hall interrupted.
Joss, please do not call me Your Majesty. It's just the three of us here.
Hall nodded at Grank.
Oh, certainly. Well, sir, many have broken with Lord Arryn. Lost faith, I guess you'd say. But at the same time, new alliances are being formed. Of that you can be sure.
Yes, I feared that. There was always that possibility. But so soon, apparently.